I call to order the 1419 plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament. Excellencies, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor for Slovakia to take over the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. I would like to propose that the order of business of our meeting this morning be as follows. Introductory remarks from the President to present the vision and plans of the Slovakia for the fourth presidency of the 2017 session. Statements by delegations who wish to take the floor. I also wish to remind all delegations that following this plenary meeting will take place an organizational meeting of the working group on the way ahead, as communicated yesterday to all delegations by the Secretariat. Before we proceed with the order of business for today, it is my pleasure to extend a warm welcome to His Excellency Mr. Hasan Klaib, Permanent Representative of Indonesia. On behalf of my own government and on behalf of the conference, I would like to take this opportunity to assure you of our full cooperation and support in your new assignment. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, please allow me to make a statement in my capacity as a president of the Conference on Disarmament. At the beginning, let me thank Secretary General of the CD, Mr. Müller, and his team for the support and great service provided to the conference. As I begin my presidential mandate, I assure you that Slovakia continues to attach great value to the work of this august body. Slovakia is assuming presidency in the conference, the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum of the international community, once again after more than a decade. Indeed, it is a great honor and privilege for Slovakia and for me personally to serve the conference and the member states. We take the presidency over with all seriousness and responsibility. Slovakia continues to believe that the conference is an indispensable element of the disarmament machinery, an essential vehicle for the promotion of international peace and security through advancing disarmament. This body is central for multilateral disarmament negotiations. In the past, the conference was successful in negotiating major multilateral disarmament agreements, such as the Chemical Weapons Convention or the Comprehensive Nuclear Testban Treaty, just to mention its latest accomplishments. However, we cannot live on the past achievements, we must build on them. For the last two decades, the conference has been in a deadlock. Its revitalization is an urgent task. We need to restore its negotiation role if the conference is to meet the expectations, to fulfill its purpose, and to address current security needs. Political will and renewed trust is indispensable to unlock the existing impasse. The fruitful past of the conference proves that it is the instrument or tool in the hands of its members, and when strategic political realities are conducive, the conference can be productive and bring about positive results. We must take more concerted efforts in order to overcome the existing situation. Allow me to be more specific on how Slovakia intends to conduct its presidency. First of all, I wish to fully recognize endeavors of my predecessors in the 2017 sessions from Romania, Russia, and Senegal, and I commend them for their outstanding work in steering this body. Slovakia intends to take into account and build on efforts made and hard work done in the conference so far, aimed at restoring its negotiating role. During presidency of Slovakia in the Conference on Disarmament, we will sustain the working group on the way ahead and support its chairman, Ambassador Htin Lin of Myanmar in his further endeavors. We highly appreciate his determined, tireless efforts and extensive consultations he led so far in order to help the conference to move forward. This process has been launched and already advanced with the aim to identify issues for substantive work onto the agenda of the conference and common ground for a program of work with a negotiating mandate and to consider steps for the way ahead. We believe the conference could benefit from its results. The time is running fast, and the CEDES 2017 session has inevitably tilted to its second half. I believe that the working group on the way ahead should move forward as soon as possible. In this regard, we need to redouble our efforts. I would encourage the Member States to show maximum flexibility and readiness to compromise. At the same time, Slovakia does not want to sit aside and to enjoy a free ride. We will not stand idly. I will consult closely with the chairman of the working group on issues which does not fall under the mandate of the working group. I will try to find an arrangement within my mandate on how we can discuss them further. I also intend to actively seek perspectives of the Member States with a view to both supporting the existing process and exploring all options that might help us reach consensus on the program of work. Let me underline that my delegation is open to consider all suggestions from any delegation which could open an avenue to restoration of the CEDE negotiating role. We are ready to make every effort to make positive step forwards in order to contribute to end the long stalemate in the CEDE. Only collective and goodwill of the Member States of the Conference can lead us towards the right direction. We are ready, together with you, with your help and support, to invest all the efforts to make positive step forwards. At this time, I would like to turn to the list of speakers for today. The following delegations have requested to take the floor: Indonesia, Japan, Malta, United States, Republic of Korea, Canada, Belgium, Spain, and Turkey. And now I give the floor to the representative of Indonesia, Ambassador Hasan Klav. Floor is yours.